President Donald Trump joining me right now. Mr. President, do you realize in 2016 you were on with me a lot? You mowed down that Republican field. You went on to win the nomination and become president. Here you go again. You had former vice president in the race, Christy Ramaswamy, DeSantis. Now it's down to two. Donald Trump live. Good morning, New Hampshire, the pulse of an age. Thanks for being back with us, Mr. President.
Well, thank you. We have done your show a few times, actually, and your show is a great show, and I appreciate it. It's really good.
Well, I've watched you over the years in New Hampshire. These rallies, Saturday was a very chilly day in this Manchester, the state's largest city, Southern New Hampshire University. I talked to people. They waited outside that building, almost reminiscent of 2016. You've worked. I'm not saying you don't work hard, sir. I don't know how you do it in all the respect, but you've worked really hard here going into today. How do you feel on tonight's results in New Hampshire?
Well, you know, last week we set all the records in Iowa. That's a big thing because you have the Iowa-New Hampshire tradition, which is sad that the Democrats have blown it, if you want to know the truth, both in both places, because it's a beautiful tradition. But we broke every record. I feel the exact same way as I did last week. Now, there's one wrinkle here. They allow Democrats and they allow independents to vote in the Republican primary, essentially. And you know, I'm saying, why do they do that? Okay, why? Why are they doing that? So that's always a wrinkle. But we feel that it's very, very strong. The Republicans are coming out at levels that I think they're saying that maybe nobody's seen before, and primarily because Biden is just so bad. When you look at the border and you look at all of the trauma, all of the horrible things that he's doing policy-wise, the country is not, you know, I left you a country, you had the safest border in history, you had a great military, we rebuilt the military. He gave $85 billion of the military to the Taliban or to, you know, Afghanistan in the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. I think it was probably the worst, the most embarrassing. I think that's one of the reasons Putin went in. He looked at that grossly incompetent situation, the way they left, and we were going to leave with dignity and strength. I wanted to get out. We were getting out, and we weren't having any of our soldiers. You heard the story with my telephone conversation with the head of the Taliban. And I said, you don't do any more. We had nobody killed there in 18 months. And then you see the soldiers get killed in that removal. That was the worst removal. That was the most embarrassing moment, I think, in the history of our country, for our country.
President Donald Trump live. Good morning, New Hampshire. Primary voting day live. Jack Heath. Mr. President, I want to ask you this. Governor Sununu, of course, you know, endorsing Nikki Haley all in. One of the things he has said on my show is Donald Trump's tough to beat in a Republican primary, but in a general election, he won't do as well when independents vote. If it is you and Biden again, Mr. President, how do you look at the general election? I know you're not there yet. I know you're focused on New Hampshire, but if you are the nominee, and it looks like if you do big here, big in South Carolina, you're on the way. What do you say to those folks that Trump can't win a general election?
Well, it's a fake story, and he's a fake. The polls have all shown that I am beating Biden by a lot, almost every poll. She's been going around the state with a poll that's 2 months old, which is not a good poll. It's a very bad poll, actually, if you look at it. It's a very bad poll and a very inaccurate poll. Going crazy about this one piece of paper. They've worn out the piece of paper saying she wins. She loses in all the ones that just came out 2 days ago. I beat him by a lot, and she loses by a lot. And I heard she had a very bad day on Fox today. She went sort of nuts on Fox today, this morning. I will tell you that she will not beat the Democrats. And just like they come after me, and I've handled it, I think, as good as anybody in the world could handle it, they will come after her with plenty of stuff. There's plenty of stuff they have on her. And they will come after her no different, and she won't be able to handle it. But we do better. We're doing just as well or better in the match in terms of the polls against Biden. And look at how I did last time. If you look at those numbers, I mean, only a fool says that election took place the way they have it. I mean, you understand. That election was disgraceful, what took place. Mm-hmm. They used COVID to cheat. You look at the kind of numbers we got. We had more votes than any sitting president in history. And that's why I'm doing it this time, too, because, you know, if I really lost, I wouldn't have done this. But we have to make our country great again. We have to bring it back. Our country has never been in such bad position, and we've never been so close to World War III. And here we have a guy that's running it that can't put two sentences together. He can't find his way off a stage. You know, yeah. I mean, I watched him the other day. He finishes up about a two-minute speech, and he's looking for like stairs. They're all over the place. And, you know, we need better, and we have gone down. We have been hurt right. so badly by this man's presidency, like I think no other presidency in history.
Donald Trump, I want to ask you this, Mr. President. You know, the Democrats nationally talk a lot about voting, vote early, same day, democracy. You probably realize this. The Democrat National Committee sent a letter to New Hampshire Democrats a few weeks ago saying, don't vote on Tuesday in your own primary. Don't participate. It's detrimental to what they want. You know the Democrats are not counting New Hampshire. Joe Biden's not running here. Is this going to come back backfire on him? And what is there any hypocrisy in this message about anointing your nominee versus letting people vote for the nominee?
Well, I think they've disrespected New Hampshire very much. They've taken a tradition, and Iowa, too. You know, Iowa, they didn't show up. And New Hampshire, they've disrespected New Hampshire tremendously. They've really marginalized it. And I think that will show up by us winning New Hampshire. You know, it's sort of a purple state, I would say. And I think we're going to win it. I think we're going to win it big. And I think you see the enthusiasm that's out there now. We did great in 16, and we did much better in 20. We did much better. We got millions of more votes in 20. And they were both very enthusiastic campaigns. I mean, everybody was, you know, really, really out there. And we won 16, and they said, we'll never let that happen again. And they did things that were terrible. But the fact is, there was great enthusiasm. There's far more, and you maybe can agree with me or not agree with me, there's far more enthusiasm right now than we've ever had in the first two,
Mr. President, a lot of stories about you haven't, you know, that you're the presumptive nominee. You're the front runner. Clearly in New Hampshire today, CNN's own poll, some of the other Suffolk Boston Globe had the Trump lead as much as 18. It may be tighter, but it feels like you have the definite edge here. A lot of stories about who you might be looking at as a vice presidential choice this time around. How seriously do you take those stories? How seriously are you thinking about that? And I'm just curious, going into South Carolina, is Tim Scott on that list?
Oh, yeah, he's on the list, and he's a great guy. He's really great. And, you know, it took courage for him. When you have a governor of a state, and then you, who actually appointed you, and then you announce that you're supporting Trump, that's pretty amazing. But he doesn't like her. He doesn't think she's good for the job. And I guess she had a blow-up on Fox today that was very bad, very, very bad, supposedly, they told me. And you know, pretty amazing when you get both senators, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and almost everybody else, almost every congressman, almost everybody in South Carolina is endorsing me. And she was the governor for almost 8 years. And it's pretty amazing when you think about it, isn't it? But so there's something wrong. There's something wrong. That had a big impact. You know, the Tim Scott endorsement had a big impact on people. They say, how's it possible that he's not endorsing her? And he just doesn't feel she's the right one. Ultimately, we have to do what's right, and we have to do what's right for the country. When you think of it, we had the greatest economy ever. We rebuilt our military. We had the strongest military. We defeated ISIS. We had the strongest border in history, and we're going to get that back immediately. We were energy independent. We're no longer energy independent.
Right.
And we had no inflation. You wouldn't have had Russia, Ukraine. You wouldn't have had the Israel attack. I mean, we would have had a whole different place had the election been an honest one.
Let me ask you this, Mr. President. I've heard this from a lot of voters. I really like what President Trump did on policy. I like some of what he's talking about this time around. But I don't want four more years of more of the infighting, the battles. What do you say to that? How optimistic are you if you get in there again to set the goals again, whether it be on the border, whether it's to cut down on the cartels and fentanyl, whether it's to restore more energy production, whether it's to get inflation down, to get people out spending more, deal with the deficit finally? What, $34 trillion in deficit? We can't cut anything in Washington.
Yeah.
Are you more focused on that? Or are you more focused on sort of some of these battles and all these legal cases that you had to go in after campaigning and defend yourself and then fly back to New Hampshire? What do you say to those voters that you're looking forward, more optimistic for more years versus fighting everything?
Yeah. Well, what they are, the legal battles, every single one of them, civil, criminal, that was the weaponization by Biden. These are, every single case is related to DOJ and Biden, every single case. And we're doing very well on them, as you probably can see. But every single case is related to them. They've weaponized government. They are truly, you know, when they talk about all of the things they say about democracy, right, a threat to democracy. They are really the threat to democracy. So when you say, you know, the effort that you have to put into these things, they started them. And if anybody took my place, if there was somebody else other than me, they'll do the same thing to them. That's their modus operandi. That's where they come from. That's what they do. And we got more done. We rebuilt the military. We got the largest tax cuts in history. We got the largest regulation cuts in history. We did more that we had the safest border in history, the safest border in recorded history. And now you look at it, it's the worst border anywhere in the world. There's never been anything like it. And they're coming from prisons. They're coming from mental institutions. And they're terrorists. I mean, they're pouring into our country. It's like we're a dumping ground for people. It's so sad. So we will, you know, the chaos, if you call it chaos. See, I think we have chaos now. Because if you look at chaos, chaos is when 15 million people pour into your country. Chaos is when you have the Middle East is on fire again. You didn't have any of that stuff with me. That's the real chaos. Yeah. But I have to fight back against these people. And if I didn't fight back, I wouldn't be there for very long. I can tell you right now.
Let me ask you, President Trump, real quickly. If you are in a Trump administration, if you are reelected in the general election, I did a special town hall last Wednesday on mental health and addiction, and John DeLena with the DEA came up. He's publicly identified two cartels in Mexico by name that are primarily responsible for manufacturing synthetic fentanyl and getting up into our streets. 112,000 Americans last year died from a drug overdose. Would you declare those two cartels terrorist organizations?
Yes, I would. I would do that. Okay. Absolutely. I
appreciate answering. And then I guess the final question is, talked a lot about Joe Biden. I think the Democrats know after today in New Hampshire, if there's a weak write-in effort and say Congressman Phillips does better, they may have a problem. Are you convinced, as you focus on winning the nomination for Republicans, President Trump, are you convinced that Joe Biden will be your opponent? Do you think that they could try and replace Biden between now and their convention? Are you convinced he's the nominee?
I don't think he makes it, but, you know, what do I know? I don't think he makes it. I mean, I watch him, and that's just my opinion, and it's somewhat sad to have to say what the man can't put two sentences together. The man can't have a news conference. You never see him have anything that's legit. He'll have some news conference on CNN, which is fake, and where they'll be giving him the answers, where they'll be, you know, steering him through the news conference. I don't think he makes it, but if he does, that's fine. And if he doesn't, you know, whoever it is, it's, they still have very similar policies. It's amazing. They're, as they say, progressive. It's a pretty word. It's a very nice word. But, boy, it's destroying our country. Open borders, we're going to close them up. We're going to lower taxes. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to get energy prices way down. You know, this area has the highest energy prices in the entire country.
I know.
And there's no reason for that. And I said last night that I am going to, and I'm making it a pledge, I'm going to reduce for this state, for New Hampshire, you have the highest energy prices, and you have the worst per capita drug problem. Can you believe that? For whatever reason, and it's amazing the job the fire department and the police do on drugs. But, you know, most of their work is working on this with overdose and everything else. But we're going to work very hard. We're going to get the energy prices reduced by at least 50% within my first year in office in your state. And I'm going to be very proud to do it. There's no reason you should be paying. You are much higher than any other state in the union.
I'm aware as a customer. Former President Donald Trump, President, thank you so much for the generous amount of time on voting day. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining me on Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Talk to you again. Bye.